No, it's not my cookies, but there are cookies at the back.
My granddaughter enjoyed your trash yesterday, Rabbi.
Oh, shit.
All right, well, so let's begin. So we left off on page Peches. If you remember, again, the Mechaber was focusing on the idea of the three-pronged model of the Baal Shem Tov, of Hachno'a, Havdala, and Hamtoko, which we literally translated as submission, separation, and sweetening. So the way that the Mechaber defined it yesterday is that Hachno'a represents a splitting apart of body and soul. Havdalah ultimately, again, Havdalah represents this idea that it's not just enough to split them apart, but you have to actively separate them. And Hamtaka represents the concept of bringing them back together. This is the three-pronged process, ultimately, says the Mechaber in identifying with the Neshama. So he says, Es avodas ha'achna v'avodas hamtaka nitan la'asos b'vas achos. So the Mechaber makes a very interesting observation. He says, when it comes to this process of hachna'a and hamtaka, because remember what he's talking about over here is, the reason he says hachna'a and hamtaka, because those are the two poles. Hachna'a represents, again, the splitting apart of the page peches. Page peches, middle section there, avodas hachna'a. So there are two, so it represents the two poles. So remember, because Hachna represents a splitting apart of the body and soul, and Tamtaka represents bringing. If you look, again, I'm in the section. Avodas Hachna v'Hamtaka b'bas achos. The first line there. So Avodas Hachna v'Avodas Hamtaka nitan la'asos b'bas achos. So one has a choice. One could either do these two things at once, and one could do them in succession. So it would often appear that the simple way, but yet it's also the more complex way, is to go ahead and do hachna and havdala in two steps. Shlav achare shlav, one stage after another. Univar, let's explain this. So here he launches into really a fascinating explanation. Haritzonos hakayomim ba'adam, the desires or the wills that exist within man, chelka min haguf v'chelka min haneshama. Some come from the body, some come from the soul. Ubichlalus miskalim ehem itzal ha'adam b'shlosh shofarim. So we'll say the first thing you have to realize is that, sir, there are certain drives and certain desires that emanate from different parts of who and what we are. Some come from the soul, some come from the body. But the truth is, you can categorize them all in three different ways. B'machshavosav, b'rigshosav, u'b'masav. Everything that we desire in this world comes from one of three places. From our thoughts, from our feelings, and from our actions. Yeshnan machshavos hashayachos l'neshama, v'yeshnan machshavos hashayachos l'guf. There are thoughts that are shayach to the neshama, and there are thoughts that are shayach to the guf. V'yeshnan hargoshos hashayachos l'neshama. There are feelings that are shayach to the neshama. V'yeshnan hargoshos hashayachos l'guf. And there are feelings that are shayach to the body. Yeshnam ma'asim hashayachim l'neshama. V'yeshnam ma'asim hashayachim l'guf. So we'll say, obviously, we'll define all of these things in greater detail. Right now we're just setting the table. But his point over here is the reason why we're complex is because it's not just the pshat that, let's say, our actions are correspond to our body and our thoughts correspond to our soul. That's not necessarily the case. You can have thoughts that correspond to the body and you can have actions that correspond to the soul. Everything is related to something different within man's entire makeup. Hachna. Now remember this process that we call hachna, shehi avodas hanituts, which remember, as we defined yesterday, is the avoda of separation. Kasher osim osa b'lelo chibur shel avodas havdala. So I'll say, let's analyze this for just a moment. So if you go ahead and you separate, and you do it, kasher osim osa b'lelo chibur shel avodas havdala, And you do it without connecting it to Havdalah. And I remember again, our Havdalah is this process of ultimately going ahead and separating out afterwards. So remember again, we have Hachna'ah, which represents the separation. But then we have Havdalah, which represents removing the two parts further from each other. Adam menase linatit, a person tries to break apart the body and the soul. Hu chadal min ha'ma'asim ha'shalidim, he ultimately refrains from negative activities. Menase lo lochush es hargoshos, as our actual, he tries to not feel the negative emotion. And he tries to remove from himself negative thought. So this would appear to be the simple approach. But it's very difficult. Why? Madua? Says, here's the interesting distinction. When a person tries to, I know I have things I have to fix in my life, and so I know that part of that, I will say again, and this is an important yisod in general. When David HaMelech writes, there's sur meira v'yaseh tov, that literally veer from that which is evil and do good. So Levi Yitzchak brings down, he says that when trying to grow in life, so people often focus on the yaseh tov. What could I do? Let me take on more. I'll do this, I'll do that. And that's fine. It's good. It's always good to do more. But you also have to have sur meira. You also have to go ahead and veer from that which is negative. Because if a person finds themselves in a negative environment, if a person is still doing negative things, you can do all the good in the world, but it's not going to get you any life traction. The Rebbe says it's no different than what the Gemara calls Tovel v'sheretz biyado. Right, a person could go ahead and be tummy, and then they go to the mikvah. Only one issue, which is what? I happen to be holding a dead rodent in my hand, but I'm going up and down, and I'm davening, and I'm saying, I'm going 72 times like the Arizal, and 767 times like this one, and I'm amish up and down. There's no water left in the mikvah by the time I'm finished. At the end of the day, are you tummy or are you tahar? And the answer is, you're tummy. Why? Because unless you create the environment of sur meira, unless you go ahead and purge yourself of negativity in your life, the good that you're going to do is not going to take on all that much traction. So it's seeing here something very fascinating. So we have this hachna'ah. And what's the goal of the hachna'ah? The goal of the hachna'ah is to remove negative, by creating this break between body and soul. Remember again, Rabbi said, it's a break on the condition to do what? From yesterday, to reconnect. Because remember, that's Hamtaka. Hamtaka represents bringing body and soul back together. But the point is, if I go ahead and I break apart body and soul, at the end of the day, although that may help me from avoiding negative actions, what doesn't it help with? It doesn't help with necessarily negative thoughts. It's much easier to stop doing bad things than it is to actually refine my thought process. So he says, the following. A person can have hachna, a person can go ahead and stop doing negative things, but at the same time, they're still stuck with negative thoughts. So let's therefore make a suggestion about another way to go about hachna. And how would that be? Vahu al yidei shiluv shel avodas hachna im havodas havdala. The process that the Mechaber wants to suggest is the process of combining the avoda of hachna with the avoda of havdala. Do both the splitting apart and the active separating of the two parts in one stage. Chibur yachad shel shtei avodas havdala. Type of peites. Kavanas hadvarim. What does this mean? Kamor le'el, as we've said before, yeshnam machshavos hargoshos u'ma'asim ha'shayachem l'neshama. There are thoughts, there are feelings, and there are actions that are connected to the soul. V'yeshnam kila shayachem l'guf, and there are others that are connected to the body. Amnas lahachnia es kochos ha'shalila sheba adam shishar sham b'guf adam mishtamish b'koach havdala. In the effort to go ahead and lahachnia and break apart those negative feelings, those negative kochos that are in the body of the individual, a person uses Havdalah. And I will say, what does that mean? What he's going to suggest over here is the following. That the process of Hachno, what he called this process of breaking apart body and soul, you know what that's effective for? That's effective for action. That's effective for action. So what that ultimately does is that allows the individual to go ahead and stop doing certain negative things. But how do I go about purging myself of negative thoughts? Now, I don't mean negative thoughts are just simply inappropriate thoughts. Negative thoughts also represents this idea of just sometimes we're so plagued by cynicism and by a jaded disposition in life, and we think the worst of people. These are all things that bring us down. So what the Mechaber points out, we all know this to be true. It is much easier to stop doing bad things. It's much easier to refine my actions than it is to refine my thoughts. So says the Mechaber, that's why you have these two pieces. Hachna'a represents the refining of life actions, versus Havdalah represents the refining of one's thoughts and emotions. You could do them as two separate processes, but says the Mechaber, conventional wisdom is try to combine them into one. Chazal omen with this one, Rabbi Chazal say, Im ein dea Havdalah minayin. So actually, I just quoted this last night in my tefillah shir. So the Gemara says, if there's no dea, if there's no logic, if there's no intellect, Havdalah minayin. What this is over here, the Gemara is talking about. Thank you. Here, the Gemara is talking about is that Havdalah was put into the bracha of Atachonin LaAdam Das, right? With brachas put in Havdalah on Masi Shabbos, Havdalah is put into the bracha of knowledge. So why is Havdalah put into the bracha of knowledge? So the Gemara says because in Ein Deya, if you don't have knowledge, Havdalah Minayin. How do you have the ability to make the distinction Bein Kodesh L'Chol, Bein Yisrael LaAmin, Kilomar? In order to make a real inner Havdalah, and remember, what is the real inner Havdalah? The real inner Havdalah is the ability to discern between negative emotion, positive emotion, negative feeling, positive feeling, and not just an external division, which allows me to set aside negative actions. Al ha'adam lihishtamish in koach hadas shabom. Person has to use his intellect. Koach hadas hu koach hasharashi. The intellect, our ability to understand things, is an inner koach. Hamifas hamifateach amafteach. Excuse me. Sha'al yado yachol adam litzur havdala berura ben kochos hamagia min haneshama lebein kochos hamagia min haguf. Rabbi says we're going to see das. Intellect is going to be the key to making a distinction between the positive energies and positive abilities that come from the neshama versus the negative energies and the negative abilities that often emanate from the guf. So also what comes out from today is the following. We're still working with the Baal Shem Tov's, let me see, come in. We're still working with the Baal Shem Tov's three-pronged model of, you have to remember this, we're going to spend a little bit of time on this, of Hachna'a, Havdalah, Hamtaka. Breaking apart the body and soul, that's Hachna'a. Havdalah, actively separating the two parts. Hamtaka, the sweetening, ultimately bringing them back together in a more harmonious union. So today the Mechaber suggests that Hachna'a represents really a breaking apart of body and soul so as to avoid negative action. But avoidance of negative action is only one small part of successful living. I also need avoidance of negative thought. That's called Havdalah. That's where a person ultimately makes an active inner. So Hachna'a will be the external separation from negative activity. Havdalah will be the separation of negative thought. But Havdalah is much more complicated. It's much easier to change behaviors, active behaviors, than it is to change mindsets. So says the Mechaber, the only way to change a mindset is how? Through Das, through Deya, through intellect. Mirza Hashem will continue tomorrow. Thank you.